Step 3, your title, topics, and questions. The first part of this step is to come up with initial title and subtitle. The easiest way to think about what title you want is to first think about your best type of clients and what would they like to score themselves on. What do they want to find out more about themselves? What do they want to do a quiz on? The best titles and subtitles have a combination of evoking emotion along with describing what to expect in your quiz. For example, if you are a leadership coach, you may have something like this. Find your leadership score. What's stopping you from being the best leader you can be? The second part of this step is to choose how many topics you would like to include in your quiz. This is usually based on a number of key aspects or key areas you help your clients with. So let's say you're a business coach. Some of the key areas you might like to include as topics are things like finance, maybe staffing, systems, vision of the business, and things like that. The third part of this step, which is probably the most time-consuming part of your entire framework, is to start writing down the actual topic names and then adding in some questions relevant to each topic. We have preset the number of questions per topic based on substantial research into the perfect length of a quiz for you. Sometimes it can be hard to limit your topics and questions, but it's really important to do so in order to get the full benefit out of this tool. I encourage you to click on the big orange button on the right-hand side of the screen to see examples of topics and questions. Now feel free to copy and paste these and use as many of these as you wish and see fit. If writing a question from scratch, you may want to write it in a way that someone can answer with the following four options. So this is a potential answer for your question. So option one, I'm really struggling with this. Number two, I'm often frustrated with this. Number three, I'm doing okay, but could improve. And number four, I'm really successful with this. This range of four answers, from struggling all the way through to successful, is normally kept personal. So for example, instead of a question being something like, how well does your team work together? You could write, how do you feel you are helping support your team to work together effectively? This way, it's much more personal to the person filling in and completing your quiz, and it's a lot more emotive for them to resonate with. Again, please remember that this is just a first attempt and does not need to be perfect. After we design your framework and get your quiz up and running, you can continue to modify these topics and questions as much as you like.